This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Francisco Garza. Date of birth, April the 29th, 1971. Case ID number 602-7469. Date of exam, July the 28th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. Identifying information, this is a 52-year-old common law married male who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypertension, cerebrovascular accident, heart problems, and respiratory issues. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2022, where he worked at construction for approximately 30 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a rented home and is not receiving disability benefits. His wife is working at this time, but apparently he works part-time. Allegations, number one, hypertension, number two, cerebrovascular accident, number three, heart problems, number four, respiratory issues. History of allegations, number one, hypertension. The claimant states in 1990, he was diagnosed with hypertension. He states that his symptoms included shortness of breath, occipital headaches, and blurred vision. He denies any chest pain. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, but did have a cerebrovascular accident on 7/12/2022. He also denies any nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 170 over 90. He is presently taking metoprolol succinic 25 milligrams ER QD, lisinopril 40 milligrams QD, spironolactone 50 milligrams QD, and amlodipine 10 milligrams QD. His blood pressure is high at this time, and he states that he did not take his medications this morning. Allegation number two, cerebrovascular accident. The claimant states that on July the 12th, 2022, he presented himself to Houston, a Houston hospital, where he was diagnosed with a left occipital cerebral infarct and right mild hemiparesis. He states he had decreased balance but good vision, and he was aphasic at the time. His mental status was abnormal, and he suffers from decreased memory and confusion, especially at that time. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His residual symptoms include mild right hemiparesis, decreased balance, mild decreased vision, normal speech, and decreased memory and cognitive function, which appears to be very mild. He denies having any seizures or syncopal episodes. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 1/2 block, stand for 30 minutes, climb 5 steps, and does not need an assisted device. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He states he has difficulty opening up jar tops. He is presently on aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD, and he was diagnosed with a left occipital cerebral infarct with mild right hemiparesis. There are no medical records to confirm his diagnosis. And he states that they did do a craniotomy to remove a hematoma and possible embolism. He is not sure what kind of surgery was performed. It was performed on July the 12th, 2022. There's a question of whether it was a hemorrhagic stroke or not. But at the present time, his condition is better and stable. Allegation number three, heart problems. The claimant states that in 1990, he started to have problems with his heart, secondary to mild congestive heart failure, secondary to hypertension. The claimant has never been in the hospital or had a myocardial infarction or surgery for his heart. He denies any chest pain at this time. He denies any pain with exertion and states that it's not precipitated by rest or food intake. Since he has no chest pain, it's not relieved by nitroglycerin, rest, or antacids. His symptoms include shortness of breath, occasional palpitations, diaphoresis, and dizziness. He denies any nausea, vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, positive family history of heart disease, and hypercholesterolemia. He denies any history of diabetes mellitus or smoking. The claimant does have a history of hiatal hernia, but denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costal chondritis. The claimant does suffer from mild shortness of breath, pedal edema, and does have to sleep with two pillows at night. He was diagnosed with mild signs of congestive heart failure with hypertension. His condition at this time is stable. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, and walks around his house. He states he doesn't go to the grocery store, cook, do the laundry, or do any other exercise. His limitations include being able to walk 1.5 blocks, stand for 30 minutes, climb 5 steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices he uses at this time. His physician is Dr. Pedro Penalo. He is presently on aspirin 81 milligrams POQD for his stroke and for pain, and states that the only physical activity he does is walking around the house and doing home exercises. Family history. Mother is 85 and has hypertension and cardiac arrhythmia. His father died at the age of 83 from cardiac arrest. Medications. Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams QD. Fenofibrate, 67 milligrams QD. Metoprolol, Succinic, 25 milligrams ERQD. Lisinopril, 40 milligrams QD. Spironolactone, 50 milligrams QD. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. Aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. And lotabine, 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Benign prostate hypertrophy, hypertriglyceridemia, hypertension, fatty liver, hyperlipidemia, cerebral vascular accident of the left occipital cerebral area with right mild hemoparesis, major surgeries On 7/12/2022, the claimant had a craniotomy to remove a hematoma and blood from his brain with good results. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit, weight 260 pounds, height 5 feet 8 inches, BP 170 over 90 mmHg, heart rate 87 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 41, oxygen saturation was 95%. General, this is a 52-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and has no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination by himself. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic but traumatic head secondary to a left frontal side horizontal hairline surgical scar of 10 centimeters, which was performed to remove a blood clot from his brain. Which appears to be well healed and intact. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Could you drop down to abdomen? The abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended on palpation. There is a 3-centimeter reducible umbilical hernia and also a large diastasis opening above the umbilicus measuring 6 inches by 3 inches. Could you drop down to to muscular skeletal. The last paragraph, the claimant was able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices. Neurological exam, grips. Neurological grip strength was +4/5 for the right side and +5/5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps and brachialis, patellar and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory exam was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There was no evidence of muscle wasting but some muscle spasms of the right lower extremity. Muscle strength was +5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer's finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some very mild right-sided hemiparesis. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally, with the right side being plus 4/5 and the left being plus 5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and some minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor restricted limitations in this workplace environment, secondary to mild right-sided hemiparesis, mild decreased memory and decreased cognitive function. Probable diagnoses. Number 1. Hypertension - being treated. The claimant did not take his medications today. His blood pressure was high. It was 170/90 mmHg. Number 2, history of cerebral vascular accident with right-sided mild hemiparesis, which appears to be resolving. Secondary to a left cerebral infarct and possibly occipital infarct as per claimant. No medical records were provided. Allegation number 3, heart problems - mild congestive heart failure. Secondary to uncontrolled hypertension. And number 4, respiratory difficulty secondary to retain fluid, possibly from mild heart failure. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Francisco Garza.